Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you are ready to hear some of the worst advice you've probably ever heard in your entire life. I'm on the r/relationship advice subreddit going through some of these posts. I'm going to pick out a few and we're going to read over them and I'm going to give my humble opinion on what these people should do. Disclaimer, I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a therapist. I'm quite possibly the least qualified person to be giving relationship on these types of matters. I've never even been in a relationship in my entire life, dude. But it is what it is. I'm still gonna give my 2 cents. Let's see how this goes. I got one already. And it reads as follows. I, 26-year-old female, found a condom under the couch. Do I ask my boyfriend, a 27-year-old male, about it? The post reads as follows. I, 26-year-old female, have been dating my boyfriend, 27-year-old male, for 6 years. We've lived together for 2 years. I love him dearly, and we have a great relationship. He's truly my best friend, and I have no reason to distrust him in any way until a few hours ago. I was helping our dog get a toy from under the couch and found a condom wrapper there. We don't use condoms. Again, I have no reason to distrust him up until this point, but I don't want to upset him or seem silly if I ask about it. They list a few other facts here. I was put out of town last week to visit family. I do this quite frequently. We did briefly use condoms sometime in July as I was having some issues with my birth control, so I'm wondering if we missed a wrapper and it got caught under the couch somehow? I do vacuum under the couch at least twice a week, so I need advice on if I should ask him about it or how to approach this. Thanks, guys. And that's the end of the post. Here we go. What I think this person should do, in my humble opinion, is try to slip in the fact that you found a condom into normal conversation, if that makes sense. Like, don't outright bluntly say, yo, buddy, what's this condom doing under the couch? Where did it come from? Why is it here? What did you do? Who did you do? What happened? Don't do that. I don't think you should do that. I think you should try to slip it into a normal conversation. Like, maybe you two are eating lunch together or some nonsense, eating dinner, eating breakfast, whatever. And just sort of just slip it in. Like, Rocky, the dog, slid his toy under the couch earlier today, and you won't believe what I found under there. I saw a condom wrapper under there. Can you believe that? That's crazy, right? Why would that be under there? And then go back to eating. Then just go right back to eating and just observe his reaction. Just see how he reacts to you finding that condom under there. That condom wrapper, whatever. Is he fidgety? Does he get nervous all of a sudden? Is he nonchalant about it? Does he not give a damn? Observe his reaction to what you just said. See if he gets defensive about it. Just try to see how he reacts to it. I don't recommend just bluntly saying, yo, what the hell is this condom doing under there? Why is it here? I don't think you should do that. That's probably going to lead to some unwanted drama. You know what I mean? I think you should steer clear of the blunt force trauma response, the blunt force trauma route. Let's steer clear away from that and just sort of nonchalantly slide it into a normal conversation. Don't even like question him about it. Just bring up the fact that you found it under the couch. Just bring that up and see how he reacts to it. That's what I think you should do. Let's move on to the next one, dude. The next one, the title of this post is Girlfriend's Best Friend, 27-year-old male, is in love with her. The post reads as follows. We have been dating for around 4 months now, and I have met him a grand total of 2 times. But I am sure he loves her. The way he hangs on to what she says, looks at her, and is always willing to cancel his own programs if she asks, are clear indicators of his feelings. They met a while ago in college, dated for 6 months, and then decided they are better off as friends. The clearest proof I got was yesterday. We went into an Indian restaurant and ordered fish. And dude spent his whole time cutting her fish into smaller portions so that she can eat it easily. Sure, you do that for your friends. But he didn't do the same for his own girlfriend, who was also having difficulty in eating the fish. At one point, my eyes met that of his girlfriend's, and she looked so defeated it was sad. I can't even imagine what she must be going through when your boyfriend of 3 years completely ignores you. Now, I have decided to break up, as I don't want to compete with him. Life is complicated enough without me taking on additional complications. But my question to you guys is, should I tell my girlfriend that her best friend of 8 years is in love with her? Or the post is over, by the way, but Now I have decided to break up as I don't want to compete with him. And then you go on to say, should I tell my girlfriend? What do you mean, your girlfriend? You broke up with her. You said it yourself in the post. What do you mean, your girlfriend? This matter is now out of your hands. You are no longer in control. She's not your girlfriend anymore, buddy. You don't have to say anything. Move on. It's out of your hands. Let them figure it out themselves. Let them sort out their feelings themselves. You chose to exclude yourself from this situation. You willingly chose to extract yourself from this situation. You do not have a say in it anymore. You don't have to tell them anything, dude. You don't have to. It's not in your hands anymore. It's not your girlfriend anymore. Dude, even in the post, this dude says girlfriend's best friend. You mean ex? Ex-girlfriend? She's not your girlfriend anymore. You broke up with her. You yourself said that you did not want any more complications in your life. So why are you even making this post? Why even make this post? If you don't want complications, extract yourself from the situation and leave it be. Let them sort out their own feelings, dude. The dude in question, the dude who was in love with this guy's now ex-girlfriend, is a 27-year-old man. 27 years old. Let them sort out their own feelings, dude. This isn't some high school nonsense anymore. Let them sort it out themselves. Let them talk it over. I can't believe this. This is what? Why even make the pose, dude? You chose to extract yourself. It's out of your hands. You're done. Your ride is over. It is over. Move on. Good Lord, dude. Let's find another post. Jesus Christ. I can't believe that, dude. When I read that the first time, that was like a slap in the face. Can't believe that, dude. I felt sympathetic with the guy as I was reading it in the beginning. And then all of a sudden I see, I have now since broken up with her as I didn't want any more. Blah, 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 blah. What kind of garbage? What kind of nonsense? Dude? And then he has the audacity to say, should I tell my girlfriend? What? It's not your girlfriend anymore, dude. X. And even still, no, it's none of your business anymore. Jesus Christ. Let's find another post, dude. That one was fiendish. The title of this new post is a microphallus a deal breaker? Here we go, dude. The post reads as follows. Sorry, first time poster here. I need some advice from anyone that might have been in this situation. I, 38-year-old female, met a guy, a 29-year-old male, and started to get to know him. He is awesome, intelligent, funny, affectionate, and almost the best cuddler I ever met. Great kisser, very handsome as well. Jesus Christ, dude. So then, we finally go to the bedroom, things get hot, and then I discover a microphallus. I am not shallow. I have just never been in this situation before. I personally do not care that much about penetration. It doesn't do much for me. It's nice to know my partner enjoys intercourse, though. Has anyone ever been in this situation? I did not remark on size at all. I figured it's a sensitive topic. I'm just wondering if any other couples have managed to overcome a situation like this, or does it start to seem like you're missing out on something for a while? This might have been a bad, the post is over, by the way, but this might have been a bad one for me to read, because I feel like this would require me being in a relationship with someone who's got a micro penis, and I have never done that, and I don't have a micro penis, at least I don't think I do. And I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if it's a deal breaker, man. I've never been in a situation like this. What am I even supposed to say? I cannot give advice on this, as this is completely, absolutely out of my realm of expertise, dude. I have no clue what I could say to help this person. I just can't. I'm gonna have to extract myself from this pose, because there's nothing I can say will make sense. I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know if it is a deal breaker, dude. I have no clue. I feel like that's just, I don't know. I'm gonna have to move on from this post. It's a microphallus. Microphallus. Who says phallus, dude? Just say micro penis, man. Jesus Christ. I'm moving on. I don't know. Good Lord. This is the last one we're gonna do. The title reads as follows: My 21-year-old female boyfriend, a 22-year-old male, is starting to treat me more like a friend. The post reads as follows: My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years now. At the start of the relationship, we were all over each other, holding hands and hugging as well as intimacy-wise. I feel like that doesn't make sense grammar-wise, but whatever. Now I can't seem to get as much of that as I really need. My love language is tough, so nights in are really important to me. He is more of a quality time guy, and once I mentioned that I wanted to start going to the gym a little bit, he got really excited to go together. But now when I ask for a day off, he says that we can't stop the grind. He has even set a limit to two cuddle days a week, so we can go to the gym at least 4 nights a week. We both work, so this is the only time we really get to spend together. But now that we go to the gym for almost every bit of together time, the romance is dwindling. We are still best friends, but everything that is relationshipy, i.e. kissing, holding hands, etc., is getting less and less. I don't know how to approach this conversation, and he is so excited to have me as a gym buddy, and I still enjoy going sometimes, and the gym is so important to him that it is likely that me not going with him will just result in less us time rather than more nights doing other stuff. How do I approach this conversation without killing the fun he is having with me going to the gym with him? And how do I get him to understand how important nights in are to me? Okay, that one was kind of hard to read, but I get the gist of what's going on. They got a too long didn't read. Let's read this as well to help us out a little bit. Too long didn't read. My boyfriend has started to take me to the gym rather than doing any sort of relationshipy thing, and it's hard to not have the time to just chill together. I don't know how to approach this with him and not kill his excitement. Not kill his excitement. See, it seems like, from what I'm reading, it seems like the problem is you're catering too much for him, if that makes sense. Like, you're, how do I describe this? I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, the best way for me to say this is, like, you are, how can I say this? You are giving in to what he wants a lot more than what you want to. You know, a relationship is, it goes both ways, you know, to keep everyone happy. It's not just like some one-sided thing for one side of the relationship. Yes, it seems like going to the gym is very important to this guy. He seems very happy going to the gym with you. He seems like a gym head. He just really likes going to the gym a lot. But it's not just about him. It's not just about him going to the gym, and you need to make that clear to him. You need to take some time. You need to say, hey, okay, we need to talk about this. We need to talk. I enjoy going to the gym with you, and I know you enjoy going to the gym with me, but I'm missing the intimate moments we used to have. I want that to come back too. We're spending all this time at the gym. We don't have enough time to really be intimate with one another anymore. I want that for us again. Can we go back to doing that? You need to make that clear to him. You need to just take some time, sit him down, have a very serious conversation, and just let him know that you have needs as well. It's not just a one-sided relationship. You shouldn't just cave in to the demands. Maybe he's not demanding you go. I don't want to make it seem like he's like forcing you to go or whatever, but you know what I mean. You don't give in to everything he wants. You know, you got to let him know that you have needs as well. It goes both ways for this relationship is the best way I can describe this. That's the best type of advice I can give, to be honest, man. That's all I can really give. It's not a one-sided thing. I would hate to be in a relationship like this. It needs to be able to go both ways. You both should be able to enjoy doing things that you each like to do together. You know, it shouldn't just be, oh, this guy likes going to the gym. We're always going to go to the gym now. Hey, two cuddle days, that's it. Sorry. Every other day, we're going to the gym. No, dude, no, that does not... Nah, that doesn't even sound good, man. I'm sorry, but like, you just gotta make it clear that it is not a one-way ticket. It is not a one-way street. It goes both ways, dude. That's the best advice I can give, to be honest, man. But that's gonna do it for me today. We're done. We gave some advice. You can decide yourself if the advice was terrible, if the advice was decent, if the advice was actually pretty good. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just wanted to give it a shot. That was pretty fun, though. I still can't get over that one post where that dude... Oh, my God, dude. That dude. Jesus Christ. That dude and his ex-girlfriend that he's still parading around as his girlfriend. That's a joke, man. That's got to be like a shit post. There's just no way, dude. Good God. But that's going to do it for me today. But before we go, we're going to recommend a song. A song from my absolutely beautifully crafted Spotify playlist. The song we're going to recommend on this day is... We're going to recommend... Ooh. Let's see, dude. We're going to recommend... here we go. We're going to recommend Dressed as Goblins by Necrogoblicon, dude. Yeah, if you've been around the podcast long enough, you'll know that Necrogoblicon is up there with one of my favorite bands, dude. They're up there in terms of that the tier list. They're up there. They're way up there. I love me some Necrogoblicon. The song we're gonna recommend is "Dressed as Goblins" by Necrogoblicon. Really fun song. Really good song. That's gonna do it for me today, though. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast, like this video when it's up on YouTube, and if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description of this episode. You can take it, well, it'll take you to the Anchor's website, and you can send in a voice clip using your microphone or whatever. You can send in a question, you can send in a topic you want me to discuss, you can just say hi. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that whatever you say... It's safe to have on this podcast. Just don't go on a raging, raving, racist rant or whatever. we'll all have a good time. Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.